Happy holidays, Mark. So we have the Gemara. The Gemara has the kasha. How come Reb Nachman said kol dolim bar, but he's not mishul avayis? We said kol dolim bar. My machu par bechamor. It says yachleiku. So chayr this over here. Tosfos points out this part of Tosfos we're going to read inside. But Tosfos points out, but that's sumchus. The Mishnah, the Gemara says in a moment, say that how many sumchusi? Sumchus who says over there yachleiku. We don't pass them like sumchus. We pass them over there that I'm meisim mechaver olav haraya. Chachamim ma'imrim zut divrei sumchus. Aval chachamim ma'imrim I'm meisim mechaver olav haraya. So why is the Gemara asking a kasha? So it's the Rashbam. It's not a problem. The Rashbam holds the halachas like sumchus. The Rashbam at Samach Gimel and elsewhere says the halachas like sumchus. But Taisus holds that the halacha, that's this bottom Taisus, that the halacha is not like sumchus. So this Mishnah of Amachla Parah B'chamor is altogether not la halacha. So what's the Gemara asking of Nachman from a Mishnah that's not a Libur de Hilchos? So Taisus says, we did see this Taisus inside. So Taisus answers that the Gemara's question is, yes, it's true that Chachamim Achelik and Sumchus. But Chachamim Achelik and Sumchus only because they hold that Hamaisim Echaver Olav Araya is stronger than the imperative to say Achelik. But Chachamim Achelik and Sumchus is Zek Klal Godel Medin Hamaisim Echaver Olav Araya. So Chachamim hold that Hamaisim Echaver Olav Araya trumps the din of Yachleiku. But nobody says kol dolim gvar. Neither Sumchus nor the Chacham said kol dolim gvar. Sumchus said Yachleiku, and Chacham said, no, you can't say Yachleiku because I'm Meisim Mechaber Olav Araya. But in a case where there is no Muchzuk, so then some of the Chacham would agree, they said make up a new Yachleikus. We know Chacham and Sumchus argue about I'm Meisim Mechaber Olav Araya, but in a case where there is no Muchzuk, so then, Mistam the Chacham will be the Sumchus, but then you should say Achleiku. Kol Dolim Gvar is not on the Mandoch Hashmei. Nobody ever said Kol. Neither Sumchus nor the Chacham suggested Kol Dolim Gvar. So that's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara answers that it's a Dvar de Mamayna. That Sumchus only said, this Din of Yachleiku, Sumchus is Din of Yachleiku. Which Chacham agreed to in a case where there's no muksuk. That's only by a drawer de Mimayna. When there's no drawer de Mimayna, then we talk and say kol dolim gvar. Good question. What about Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad? Is that a drawer de Mimayna? It'll be important later on also. Is the case of Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad a Dvar D'Mimayna? Chayr in Cheshbon HaPshat, from the Gemara itself, I would think that it's not. Because if Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad was a Dvar D'Mimayna, then the Gemara could have answered Dvar D'Mimayna already by Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad. When the Gemara asked before from Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad, Rav said Yachalkel, Shmuel said Shuddha. So why over there didn't the Gemara answer that it's a Dvar D'Mimayna? This doesn't sound like in the Gemara that it's a Chazara. You know, now that we answer the Dvar D'Mimayna, we don't have to come on to the Gemara starts before, but Ikula Mekam Olat Milsa. So B'Pshutai, it sounds like Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad is not a Dvar D'Mimayna. Why not? Why is Shnei Shtaros HaYosim V'Yom Echad not a Dvar D'Mimayna? So I think it depends, and here there's a nice judgment. Lefi Taisus, Rav Rishonim. We didn't spend much time on this, but I did mention it. Most Rishonim learn, as the passage in the Gemara, Subas Tachar, seems to emerge, is that if the two Shtaros are Chal B'Seif HaYoyim, Moshe L'man HaMeredi, meaning L'man HaMeredi Chassim HaKasi, so they're Chal B'Seif HaYoyim, then there's no suffix at all. Then it's Yachloku B'Vadei, because then both stars are chal simultaneously. So it's like Shnaim Shebiu Keachod, and then it is Yachloku B'Teres Vadei. That has nothing to do with Hasugya. The whole issue of whether you say Shuddah, whether you say Yachlekes, whether you say Yachleku, and the whole relevance of the case then in our Gemara is Lamad Meidi Mesir Karsi. So then the one that was given first is the one that's the shtar that was given first is the one that's chal. If you learn like that, then I understand very well that's not cool. Let's say Taisus defines should draw the moino beloy tanaseim yisafik lebeist. I think over there beloy tanaseim. Why should beist have a suffix? If the Edom is here, and they would tell us when they would remember what time the two stars were given, then we would have no problem. There would be no suffix. The problem is maybe the Edom is here aren't here, and maybe they don't remember or they weren't medayin. So now we have a suffix. But that's not called Beloitan Hesem Yisofik LeBeistin. Beistin sees two stars with Eidim Esirah. Stars are given all the time with Eidim Esirah. And Beistin doesn't have a suffix that maybe there's going to be some confusion which one was given first. If the Baal didn't come and a Din Torah presents itself and we can't establish which star was given first because whatever, the Eidim aren't around or whatever this particular situation, so then it becomes a suffix. So that's Takan Adar Demoyne. Very good. I understand it very posh. But the Rashbam learns that the din of shnei stars the yotzei mimechod, even if they're chal b'soif hayon, and in fact the Rashbam is mashma that they're even l'mam d'omer edim esir kasi, they're chal b'soif hayon. It's against the Gemara Ksuvos, it's problematic. Rashbam l'mais, the Rashbam learns actually that the two stars are chal b'soif hayon. They're chal simultaneously, but they're not chal to both equally. They're chal to the one that he really wants to give it to more, and that's the shudur d'ayin and the yachlekes and the yachleku. So that's l'chayru really unknowable. How can we know who the guy wanted to give it to more? That's a suffix v'etzim, even b'lay t'anisayim. If you have two stars that are chal simultaneously, so b'lay t'anisayim avada yeh suffix l'beistim. So why isn't it a dora d'umayna? The Torah says the Rashbam l'shitah, so he has a different translation of dora d'umayna. The Rashbam doesn't learn dora d'umayna means b'lay t'anisayim yeh suffix l'beistim. The Rashbam learns b'lay t'anisayim means that each one has a shaychus to the vlad because they both own the parah at one point. So they have strong tainas. The tainas are, you know, each one's taina is supported by the fact that he really did own the parah once upon a time. So that's not true by shnei shtar se'etzim mimechad. Shnei shtar se'etzim mimechad, he gave it to one or he gave it to the other. So that's takan out of dora d'umayna. So it comes out, you know, it's the main point that I want to take away, because it's important later on in the Cheshbon of the Tosfos Kufei, is that the case of Shnei Stars V'Yotzei Mimechod is it's clear in the Gemara that that's not a Dora D'Mimayna. That's a different din. Because it's Leka L'Mekam L'Odim Ilso, so we could pass in the Yachleku Misofik without having to worry about Gnai Beistim. So we run right away to Yachleku or to Shudim. But it's not a case of Dora D'Mayna. Why it's not a Dora D'Mayna, I think it's going to be Cholok Lefi Taisus and Lefi the Rashbam. And each one of the Shitose. Okay, so going back to this Machlefar B'Chamar. So again, the Gemara asks from a Machlefar B'Chamar. There we say Achleiku, and over here we say, and Machlefar B'Chamar is called Dolengla. And again, Taisus picks out. The Kashi is, even though we don't pass like Sumplis, we don't pass in the Achleiku, we pass in a moment of Mutl B'Sof and Chalkin. We pass in like Chacham, is that Klal Golo B'Din HaMaitzim Mechaber Elav Araya? But the Gemara is asking, fine, Chacham only argue with Sumchus because they're Muxokim, because there's a Muxok. But where there's no Muxok, everybody should agree to Sumchus. That then should be Yachleiku. So how come over here why did Rav Nachman say Kol Dolin Gvar? So the Gemara says a distinction. Dora D'Mamayin or not? Dora D'Mamayin. That's what we have in Taisus over here. Taisus of Kufayim and Aleph, though, takes the story a little bit further. Taisus, first of all, Kufay Amad Aleph, Taisus Aval. First thing Taisus establishes is that Tfisu, even when you have a Muxuk, and somebody's Muxuk in a moment, but Tfisu with a Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk. Even if you're Muxuk in a moment, and I'm Maitzi Mechaber, not Muxuk in the Naska, they have Abba sense, obviously. Not, you know, if you're holding a Naska, then Tfisu with a Tainus Bari doesn't help. Because then we have, then Yesh Lenu Lachshav Shushaloi, then there's no Sofik in the first place. I can't be Taifa something that's not a Sofik. When you have moment, I'm a little bit softer, but one guy's a muksuk, I'm a mitzvah mechaber elav araya. So Taisus holds that the other person could be taifas it back, and now he'll be the muksuk. I'm a mitzvah mechaber elav araya. He can go back and forth. Taisus mechichet from two gemaras. He's mechichet from the gemara there in Kofei about the tchilas hachaydish and seif hachaydish. That you have somebody rented a property for a year. What was the lesson over there? He rented it for 12 zuz a year, one zuz a month, something like that. Now it's a leap year. So now we have a suffix. What exactly, what's going on? So it says in the Gemara that if he's bob b'tchilas nachaydish, then the landlord can evict him. But if he's Baba Seifa Chaydish, then he can't do it. He can't be. Oh, it's Betchilas Chaydish, the din is with the Maskev. But Seifa Chaydish, the din is with the Seicher. Which Taisus understood has to do with Tfisa. It's a Safik. It's a Mamma and a Mutl Besafik. So Betchilas Chaydish, the question is, Betchilas Chaydish, the landlord is Musik in the apartment. But Seifa Chaydish, the tenant is Musik in the money. So you see, Tfisa works. The Ma'amaisi Mechavel of Rai can go back and forth. The Ma'amaisi, that Rai in the end, Taisus rejects at the end of the Taisus. Because Taisus says, this is not a Tainus Bar. Where's the Tainus Bar? It's not a Tainus Bar. The Seicher doesn't know what the landlord had in mind. The landlord doesn't know what the Seicher had in mind. Taisus is not a Tainus Bar at all. So this Rai, and different, he learns the Gemara very differently. But Taisus is a different Rai from a Shtar, this Trey a Trey. And Taisus is Medayak in the Gemara that if you have a star that this tray a tray, if the star, the Edom of the star made it, then it's a good star. If you have two other Ema made, then it's not a good star, so it's tray a tray. So Taisus is Medayak in the Gemara that you can't be Goyver with a star, but if you were Typhus, we can't be Maisi from you. So there you see that you have a Sophic, it's tray a tray, Sophic or tray a tray, and you can't be Goyver, we can't go to base and say collect it for me because I'm Maisi Mechavar Levarai. But if you were Goyver, then Faket, then you become the Maisi Mechavar Levarai. So you see the Tfis with the Tainus Bar helps. So now Taisus asks, let's pick up the Taisus is. So and Taisus therefore says, since Hamaitzim Chavera can go back and forth, so Taisus is Yisoid, Hamaitzim Chavera all over Raya, Hainu Kol Dolengva. That every Hamaitzim Chavera Raya really is now a situation of Kol Dolengva, because Taisus holds that Kol Dolengva also goes back and forth, not like the Rosh that we don't want there should be Kol Yimei B'Meri, but Taisus Shita is that Kol Dolengva, same idea, you can be Taifus with the Tainus Bar. That's why Taisus holds Kol Dolengva can go back and forth, because Tfisa with the Tainus Bar helps to change the Muxer. So one guy's Taifus, he becomes the Muxer. The other guy's Taifus, now he becomes the Muxer. So if he Taisus, Hamaitzim Chel Varaya and Kol Dolengva in effect are the same thing. So Taisus now asks, the Tema, it's the third wide line, Im Kein Hamaitzim Chel Varaya, Hainu Kol Dolengva. That's what comes out. My parch becheskes sabatim yamach lepar bechamar. Al, there's something here. Al derav Nachman de Omar zayim mishal avayse zayim mishal avayse. The Omar called. The Omar called dolengvar. Agamar, the Gemara is under Nachman who says called dolengvar from the din of yamach lepar bechamar where we say achleiku. Upi rashnu delav misumches kaparach delav leisilchas sikavasei. And Taisa, we explained on Kufay that the Kashnach from Sumchus, we don't pass in like Sumchus. The pass Elamid the Sumchus, Nishmul Rabbanon, the Hechadalek, Chazok, the Merakam, and Maidra Bonn, the Sumchus, the Yachleku. The Kash is from the, even though we don't pass in like Sumchus because one of them is a Muxuk. So we pass in like a Chum, and Maidra Bonn, the Sumchus. But in a case where there's no Muxuk, then we pass in like Sumchus that we should say Yachleku. Well, my Kash, Vabimach Lepar Bechamar, Omer Bonn, the Chamaitzim, the Chavera of Haraya. Vitofis Maitzi, Lemach Kinimine. Koshkan Gabizem Shalavaisi, then Shemechane, and Muxuk, Damin, and Kolto Langvar. The kids at Taisi now ask a very deep question. Up till now, we thought that Kolto Langvar and Amitsim Mechavir Lavaraya are two different things. So the Gemara's question was, the Gemara's question on the Nachman was, look, we have a Machaik Asumchas and Chachamim, which one wins, Yachaiku or Amitsim Mechavir Lavaraya? But nobody said Kolto Langvar. So even though Chacham say you say Amitzim Olavaraya and you don't say Yachleiku, but that's because but they didn't say Kol Dolengvar. Neither Sumchus nor the Rabbanan said Kol Dolengvar. So when there's no Muchzuk, so then Mislam everybody give you Sumchus, then it should be Yachleiku. That was good. Kol Zman we didn't have this equation that Amitzim Mechaver Olavaraya Hainu Kol Dolengvar. But now it turns out that Amitzim Mechaver Olavaraya and Kol Dolengvar are Hainu Hach. So then we could translate. We could translate the Machleik Sumchus and the Rabbanan. Is that by Machal Par Bechamor, Sumchus is Yachleiku, and the Rabbanim say Kol Dolengvar. Because Hamaitzim Mechavir Olavaraya is Kol Dolengvar. So now the whole thing looks different. So the way now we have Machleiku, Sumchus is Yachleiku, and the Rabbanim say Kol Dolengvar. So what's the Kashan of Nachman? We hold like the Rabbanim, Kol Dolengvar. Well, that's where Nachman said Kol Dolengvar. Taisus answers, Kashas Marid Gemaisa. So Tosfos answers Veish Lema. The Mistavele the Machlo Poy Bechamor the Ikecheskes Mar Kama. The Ami Rabbanu Yachleiku Lamitzim Cherel Raya came in this Lechazok. Aval Hecha the Ein Muksuk Zay Yosim Izay Hoyu Lebeis Lema Lema Shiachleiku Vle Lanichem Litvais. The Filu Rabbanu Moi Diachal Usumchus. Tosfos says there's a difference between the case of a Machlo Poy Bechamor and the case of a Nachman. In the case of a Machlo Poy Bechamor, they come in with one of them being a Muksuk. One of them is a Murakama. The Balapur is the Murakama. That's the case. It's kind of Agam, but the Balapur is the Murakama. So he's the Muksuk. So the Suffolk is already comes to us in a Matzah, but one of them is already a Muksuk. So there the Chacham say, Hamaytzim Yecherel of Araya is stronger than Yachlek. There they argue on Sukkos. But in a case where, like Rav Nachman, Zemer Shel Avaisai, Zemer Shel Avaisai, the fields are sitting there, nobody's a Muksuk. Nobody's a Marakama. So then the Gemara held for Dover Poshut that then the Rabbanim would be made to Sumchus that we should say Yachleiku and not Hamaytzim Mechaber El Avarai. And we may not call Dolan Gwari because that's the same thing. What's the Avonah here? It comes up as a strange kind of calculus. Both Chacham and Sumchus agree that there is such a thing as Yachlek, the moment of Mutlus of the Sofik. There are circumstances where we should say Yachlek. They argue, and they both agree, Lamashal, that in those circumstances, once you say Yachlek, afterwards we're not going to allow Tvisa. We're not going to allow somebody to become a Muslim. The argument is, but what if if we already said Yachleiku first, then everybody agrees that we're not going to allow you to say, then if they come to us not Mukzokim, then both of Nachman, both Sumchus and the Rabbanan would agree that we would say Yachleiku, and after that, Tfisa won't help. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So how come, why did Nachman say Kol Dolan Gvar? And the Gemara answers, that this is only by a Dror D'Mamayna, by not Dror D'Mamayna, it's different. But by a Dror D'Mamayna, Sumchus and the Rabbanan agree, if it comes to us with nobody being a Muksuk and it's a Dror D'Mamayna, then the thing will be Yachleiku. But if the Machleik is Sumchus and the Rabbanan, if somebody's already a Muksuk, then we have Machleik is Sumchus and the Rabbanan. It's hard to understand in two ways. First of all, it's hard to understand just that it's very complicated. And anything complicated needs an explanation. It's not as if Sumchus didn't hold from a Mitzvah Mechel of Araya and a Chacham didn't hold from Yachleiku. That would be simple and we would understand. Here, everybody holds that sometimes we say Yachleiku. Everybody holds that sometimes we say a Mitzvah Mechel of Araya. Moreover, everybody holds that even when we say a Moshe Mechel Olav Arai, you could be Taifas and become a Muksuk in the other direction. That's Taifas, you say that when every Moshe Mechel Olav Arai, you could be Taifas with the Tainus Bari and you'll become the Muksuk. So the Machlekes is where nobody's a muksuk to begin with, and then we said Yachleiku. I'm sorry. The machlekes is where one fellow's a muksuk to begin with. Do we start with Yachleiku? Do we say Yachleiku anyway? That's Sumchus. And we take it away from the muksuk and we say Chalkin. Or do we say no? We start with the muksuk and then already we don't say Yachleiku. But in a case where nobody was a muksuk to begin with, then l'kul yama we say yachleiku, and then already tfisa doesn't help. Like, this is a lot of moving pieces over here. And there's really another way to ask the question, and maybe we could ask the question this way. What's, according to the Rabbanan, what's stronger, yachleiku, maybe this is a overly simplistic way to ask to say it, but what's stronger, Yachleku or Hamitzim Echalamel Olav Araya? If both come to us at the same time, which one wins? The idea of Yachleku, that it's a Sofik, Maman Amut L'Basofik should be Yachleku, or the idea that Hamitzim Echalamel Olav Araya? If they come to us together at the same time, according to the Rabbanon, which one wins? Hamitzim Echalamel Araya. That's the problem. That's the Zeklad Olamid in Machlup Parv HaChamar. There's a Muxuk here, and there's a Maman Amut L'Basofik. At the same time, it doesn't develop it. And Chumcha says, okay, you say Achleikum. But there are, and you might see from the Muxuk. And the Rabbanah say, no, the Muxuk is stronger. So it seems from the Rabbanah that Hamaitzim Echaveh Elav Araya is stronger than the idea of Maman Amutul Basaf. Ka'godol bedin Hamaitzim Echaveh Elav Araya. From Hamaitzim Echaveh Elav Araya, does Tfisa help? Yes, that's the place you say. Tfisa with the Tainas Boris helps to be Maitzi from Hamaitzim Echaveh Elav Araya. I mean, in the sense that now you become the Hamaitzim Echaveh Elav Araya. Well, if Tfisu with the Tainus Bari helps to be Maitzi from a Muxuk, if Tfisu with the Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk, and a Muxuk is stronger than Maman Amut, than the Din of Chalkim, so should be a Kalach Chaymer that Tfisu should be Maitzi from a Yachleikl. And that even if you have a Yachleikl, you should be able to be Typhus. That's not the Din. The Gemara says that if you start with Yachleikl and Tfisu, then you don't say Kol Dolang Var. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How come Nachman said Kol Dolang Var? Once you say Yachleikl, Tfisu doesn't help. My answer, Dordim, mine is different, but Akapanim, by Dordim, that's the Gemara's answer is that Dordim, mine is different. The Yachalko of Dordim and mine, Dordim, mine is different. Look, so maybe that's a clearer way to ask the question. If the din is, as Tosfos holds that it is, that Tfisa is mighty from a, that Tfisa with the din is bari, is Maitzi from a Muxuk. Then the same way Tfisa is Maitzi from a Muxuk, it should be Maitzi from Yachleiku. After all, Muxuk is stronger than Yachleiku. If somebody's a Muxuk, we don't say Yachleiku. So Muxuk is more, the fellow who has the right to the Chayfetz house Muxuk is stronger than the fellow who just wants half the Chayfetz house Maman Amutul Basaf. Muxuk trumps the Maman Amutul Basaf. The idea of Yachleiku. So Muxuk is stronger. And Tfisa is Maitzi from a Muxuk. So if Tfisa is Maitzi from a Muxuk, should be Maitzi from Yachleiku. No, I don't want to pick. We have like 10 minutes and I want to get something in. The Emes is, this Kasha, I don't know if anybody asked it over here, but this Kasha is a famous Kasha in Tosfos Lefichuch. So let's start Tosfos Lefichuch. There will be no Sofer B'Tchilasa, like in the Siyam. We'll start Tosfos Lefichuch. And right away, we're going to have the same problem. The mission is Lefichuch, and Mofala Kaisel, and Mokum Avanu Shal Shneim. So, the Tosfos explains, what's the Lefichuch? What's the connection? Because Kaifin says there, Lipnitz, because they can force each other to build the Kaisel, so therefore it falls down on Mokum Avanu Shal Shneim. So Tosfos explains, Pirish, Lefichuch. Since they can force each other to build the wall, that's all parenthetic. The Mishnah says that they can force each other to build a kaisa. Why can they force each other to build a kaisa? It depends. The field of the Shnabasim because Hezek Yishma Hezek. The field of the Shnakama because they made a kinyan to build a kaisa together. But kachay kach, they can force each other to build the kaisa. So therefore, if the Kaisel falls down, because we know that when the Kaisel was built years ago, they could force each other to build a Kaisel. So there's like an Anan Sade that they must have built it together, Bishutfus. And Tosfos adds, according to Lishna Kama, it must be that we remember that they made a Kenyan to build the Kaisel together. Otherwise, it's like, how do you know that they could force each other to build a Kaisel? We must remember that they made a Kenyan. Look at Lishna Basa, we don't even remember anything. We know that Hezek V'Yishma Hezek, they could force each other to build a Kaisel. So anyway, that's the mission. Because, Lefichuch, because they can force each other to build a kaisel, therefore there's an anansane. And because there's an anansane, if the kaisel falls, hamokam abanim shul shneim. In time effect, taisus, my iri mishum to bainim ha-kaisel bal-krochem. V'lav hochinami ha-vi shul shneim. I feel nofel shusha b'chad minayu. Came in the ein chosus loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. Taisus says, and if it wouldn't be for the Lefichuch, and if there wouldn't be an anansane, and if it would be a sofik, you would still say, achleikum is sofik. So what's the Lefichuch? Lefichuch says, because we know they built it together, therefore if it falls, we split it. And if we didn't know that they built it together, and if it was a suffix if they built it together, at the end of the day, it's a suffix. There's no chosis leilizel veilizel. It's a suffix and a suffix. And a suffix, you split. Taisus says, even if it fell into one of their svishus, you would still split it misafik. So chiddush, Taisus holds that even if it fell into one of their svishus, you would still split it misafik. And he brings the proof. If they build it, they can't force each other. Stam bicker, they can't force each other. But if they did build it together, they make a chazas on both sides. So the Gemara asks, what do you have to make a chazas on both sides? Maybe if one built it, he has to make a chazas. The other one built it, he has to make a chazas. But if nobody built the wall, if they built the wall together, so don't make any chazas. The Gemara answers, we're afraid that one guy will sneak in and make the chazas on his side on his own, so maybe we have to make a chazas on both sides. So Taisa understands the Gemara. So Taisa has a problem. What do you mean, don't make any chazas at all? If you don't make any chazas at all, maybe it'll fall into one of their issues. But Taisa understood the Gemara to mean, don't make any chazas at all. So it'll be a suffix. You'll be chalking a suffix anyway. We're going to come back and do this more in detail. But Taisa says, so Taisa has a problem. What do you mean? If it's a suffix, then if it falls into one guy's issues, then it'll become the muksuk. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Lo yaseh chazas lo yaseh v'lezeh. If they both built the kaisel together, there's no answer. By a bicker, there's no answer. But what happens to be, they built the kaisel together. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says they make a chazas on both sides. For ekti Gemara, lo yaseh chazas lo yaseh v'lezeh. Don't bother to make a chazas. It's a moment of mutl basafik. It will be chaylik anyway. What's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe it'll fall into one guy's shus. So it says it must be that even if it falls into one guy's shus, since it's a moment of mutl basafik, it's chaylik. What are you talking about? The Gemara says that if you have a machlep par b'chamor, you have a momenul b'mutul b'sofik. The Gemara says lechsi b'shusha deman kaima, that you give it to the one in whose b'shusha it is. You give it to the, it's kind of ugly, but you give it to the one in whose b'shusha it is. So you see that when you have a momenul b'sofik and one guy's a muksuk, the sumchus is not true, but Taisa holds with a whole like sumchus. If we held like sumchus, it would be fine. So we could say, here, falls into one guy's rishus, but we hold like sumchus. Mamon amutul basafik chalkin. But Taisa also, we don't hold like sumchus. So mele effect Taisa is, you see from the Gemara about a machal par b'chamor and a bayis v'aliyah, that when you have a mamon amutul basafik, you have a paro, you have a vlad, you don't know when the vlad was born, it's a mamon amutul basafik. And the Gemara says, sumchus says, you say chalkin, but according to the chachamim, you give it to the one whose rishus it is. That's what we've been learning all the time. Is stronger than Yachleku. So, and over here it seems to be that when the Kaisel falls into one guy's Rishus, Yachleku Misafik. You see, by Bikr. So Taisa says, Hainu Mishum Dahosam, Mitchila Mavur Hayadola, Ubishus Echanim Leilin Asafik. Avalahocha Mekar Leilin Asafik. Vayimboyim Lachlik, Vayisha Kaisel Kayim, Hayachelkim Mishava Misafik. So then I feel like Rabbanim, the Sumchas, the less the moment of Mutl Masafik, Chelkin, Hocha Maida, the came in the Lekka, Hocha Chazoka, Lezeh, Yosim, Lezeh, we say Chelkin. So therefore I feel like Nofel, B'shus, the Chayt, Menai, Eliyav, Sada, Achay, Kaycha. We might mention 5 minutes, and we're going to do this all again, we're going to start, but I want to just finish the thing. Taisa says he is saying that even though Chachamim hold that Chazoka trumps Yachleikum, that if you have a suffix, machlefar b'chamor, you have a suffix. But if it's in one guy's rishus, we give it to the one in whose rishus it is. And even if it's nobody's rishus, we could add. But you give it to the marakama, unless you all like sumchus. But we don't hold like sumchus. This doesn't make all that elaboration. But al kapanim, we know the halacha is that I might say mechaber al avarai. We don't say yachalik. We say yachalik when nobody's a muksuk. But when there's a muksuk, chacham hold that I might say that because that kalgalah, but then I might say mechaber al avarai. So here you have a kaisel. The kaisel by the bikkulim. The kaisel is a suffix. You don't know who built it. So the Gemara says, "Lo yaseh. What do you mean, "Lo yaseh chazus leilu zevel"? Maybe it'll fall into one guy's rishus. So he says, "No. Even if it falls into one guy's rishus, it's still yachleiku. Why? Lechsi rishus is a man kaima. It's kaima now in one guy's rishus. Who cares that it's a suffik? Now he's the he's so Taisa is a chiluk between tfisa laachas and oiler asuffik and tfisa kaidim should oiler asuffik. He says the din of hamaitzim mechavel of a raya that trumps yachleiku. That's when the tfisa was kaidim should oiler asuffik." The fellow was the Vlad was born in one guy's rishus. So the paro, it was born into a matzah from a mitzvah mechavel of a rai. So then Chacham says that kalav din a mitzvah mechavel of a rai, you don't say echad. But here, by the case of the kaisel, Tosfos holds that even while the kaisel was standing, it was already a suffolk. Tosfos Baron holds that even while the kaisel was standing, it's a dard of a mina, it's a suffolk who the kaisel belongs to. Tosfos Baron asks, why is it a suffolk? Maybe, why is it different than a talis? Talis not a dard of a mina. Until they open their mouths, we assume that it belongs to both of us. So here, sitting under half the kaisel on one guy's property, half the kaisel on the other guy's property, until they open their mouths and started to argue. Maybe it's not so compulsive because we don't know whose property it is. That's part of the suffix. We don't know whose property it is. Anyway, that's a side thing. But our component place assumes that even while the kaisel is standing, it's still called the moment hamutal. It's still called the it's even while the kaisel is standing, it's a suffix. It's a drode moment. It's a matzav of suffix. And when the suffix was nailed, nobody was a mux. So the din of yachalik was already chal. Once the, you know, it was a suffolk while the kaisel was standing. It was already a chalid of psak of yachleiku. So even though Beis Din didn't say anything, but be'etzim there's a suffolk and the suffolk is mechayiv yachleiku. Once there's a suffolk and the suffolk is mechayiv yachleiku, so even though now it fell into one guy's reshus, lo yafse the acher kaichi and the din of yachleiku remains. That's the aside of this Taisus Lefichuk. That's the main story here in Taisus Lefichuk. Taisus mechadash that tfisa la'achash and noyle la'suffolk does not take off the din of yachleiku. We used once it's chal the din of yachleiku, tefisa later doesn't happen. Asked the kuntres seikes, Ksais's brother, there were four brothers. Ksais, the kuntres seikes, then there's the third brother of Chaim HaKohen, whom they both quote, but it doesn't have any svar. Then I think there was a fourth brother, Rabbi Yomin, who was a businessman. He supported the other three. So anyway, so the kuntres seikes brings from Rav Chaim Kohn, from the third brother. No, first he asks the Kasha himself. The Kuntra Seik himself asks, he says, what's going on? Who cares that the Suffolk was only noted, it was Rechal Adin of Yachleiku? But Taisus holds Tfisa with the Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk. If Tfisa with the Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk, it should be Maitzi from Yachleiku as well. After all, Muxuk is stronger than Yachleiku. Sound familiar? That was the Kasha we're asking in Taisus Kufet. But the Kuntra Seik is asking on this Taisus. What is Taisa talking about? Just because, what do you mean, Layachsad Acha Taicha? Even when one guy's already a muksuk, Taisa's Shita is, in many places, we saw Taisa's Kofay, Taisa's Pomitsir, Taisa's Shita is that Tfisa with a Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a muksuk. If Tfisa from a Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a muksuk, then Tfisa with a Tainus Bari should be Maitzi from Yachleiku. And here they both have a Tainus Bari, each one claims they built the wall, so who cares that when the wall was standing, it was a Suffolk and there was Chalad in Yachleiku? But when it fell into one guy's Shush, and he's screaming that it's really he's the one who built the kaisel. So that's a tfisa with a tainus bari. So yes, yafse da achet kaichi because tfisa with a tainus bari is maitzi from a muksuk. So it should be maitzi from yachleiku too. Says the kuntres seikes, it must be that this tfisa is chaylik and those other tfisas, and this tfisa holds tfisa with a tainus bari is not maitzi from a muksuk. But then he brings to Shem his brother of Chaim Cohen that he said that no, it's not the same. Tfisa with the tainus bari is maitzi from a muksuk because by a regular muksuk, what's the din of a muksuk? Hamaitzi mechavel of a raya. When you're tofes it, with what are you winning? With hamaitzi mechavel of a raya. So the din didn't change, just the cast of characters changed. So that's possible. You could have one guy's hamaitzi mechavel of a raya, and then the other guy's tofes, and the din didn't change. We still say hamaitzi mechavel of a raya. We just put in a different face to the hamaitzi mechavel of a raya. So that could go back and forth, that's like a Taisa Shita. But with the din is Yachleiku, so once it's Chal, the din of Yachleiku, so if one guy is Taifis, Lo Yishtana Hadin, that's his lashon, Lo Yishtana Hadin. So it's interesting, neither the Kuntres Seikes, Chaim Cohen, nobody points out that it's L'chayra Mefurish and Taisus and Kofay. It's a Kashim Kuntres Seikes. Taisus and Kofay for sure holds Feast of the Tainus Bari works. That's the whole Taisus. Taisus there is the whole Taisus is about that. Taisus is Tfisa with the Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk. And yet Taisus says that's only the Tfisa with the Tainus Bari is Maitzi from a Muxuk. And yet Taisus says that once it's Chal Adin of Yachleiku, Tfisa doesn't help anymore. Because that's exactly what Taisus said. Taisus said that even though you can go back and forth, you can grab back and forth. How it's wherever I know called the Lungvar. But in a case of, and therefore, but you can go back and forth, But in a case where nobody's the muhsuk, when it comes to us and nobody's yet the muhsuk, then the Gemara says, then the Gemara held the din was yachleiku, and once the din is yachleiku, then it's no longer called olam gvah, which means tisa doesn't help. And that was the most kashin of Nachman. Of Nachman, what are you saying called olam gvah? Once it's chaladin of yachleiku, nobody's a muksuk. Now it's chaladin of yachleiku. Once it's chaladin of yachleiku, you can't say called olam gvah. So it's mafurish in taisus in kofei. That's mamish apella on the kuntis shekas l'daiti. It's mafurish in taisus in kofei that even if tisa helps with the tainus bari. And tefisa can be mitzi from a muksuk, but it can't be mitzi from a din of yachleiku. And that's mamish what it says over here in this basis on that base. That once it's chalad, the only difference is that in that kofei, basin already said yachleiku. And over here, it's not that basin already said yachleiku, but Taisa says, but ve'etzim it's chalad din of yachleiku. Okay, but I don't know why that should matter. If Taisa holds it, that's enough. That it's chalad din yachleiku, liyafsad acha koichle, that the din of yachleiku is already chal, ve'etzim. Okay, fine, that's a chiddush, that's Taisa's chiddush, that's not so. But that Taisa says, liyafsad acha koichle. Once it was chalad din of yachleiku, even basin doesn't need to say it, it's chalad din of yachleiku. But that's ve'etzim, it says in Taisa and kofei, that tefisa to me is not mitzi from muksuk. I'm sorry, that tefisa could be mitzi from another muksuk, but tefisa cannot be mitzi from yachleiku. So that's the aside. So we don't understand it. We have a problem understanding it. But lemaisa, that's what it says in Taisa Kofei. So that's what it says over in Taisa and Tafes as well. Not like the Kuntus Shveikas, that this Taisa's old tefisa doesn't work. A lot of tefisa does work. But what's the svar? So Rav Chaim Cohen is saying a svar. I'm sure we understand the svar entirely, but Rav Chaim Cohen is saying a svar. Lo yishtana ha-din. When the din is amotzi mechaver l'varaya, so when you're tofes it, you're not changing the din. You're just changing the face on the din. But when the din is yachleiku, so then you can't be tofes it, because then the din of yachleiku is chal. Once the din of yachleiku is chal, so you can't be tofes. Let me finish. And after shiur, people talk to me. We're already on overtime. I want the shiva to pay me double. I was thinking, what's the havana over here? What's the havana? So, my hashkafa rishayna was that it has to do with the fact, so what I said yesterday, that I think it's implicit in Taisus, that Dvar Demamayna gives them a schus for yachleiku. The idea of Dvar Demamayna is that Dvar Demamayna gives them a schus chaluku. That's why Sumchus is only Taisus, and Sumchus is only by Dvar Demamayna. Dvar Demamayna, when it's the Leitan is saying, Yisofik Lebeis, and it's a strong Sofik. So they have the Sofik itself gives them a schus of chaluka. So where they have a schus for so Sumchus holds that schus is even mighty from a Musuk. Sumchus holds that when you have a Dvar Demamayna, it's mighty even from a Musuk. The schus chaluka trumps the Muxokus. That the Chacham don't agree. Chacham say the schus chaluka is there, but it's not strong enough to be mitzi from a muksa. That can be that if the schus chaluka, at the time that the schus chaluka was chal, nobody was a muksuk, and they were kilu, they were zoiche in the chetzi with the schus chaluka. So then already you can't be. Tefisa doesn't help from that. They were already zoiche with the. They already have a schus. They don't lose the schus if it's a mitzvah chayla raya to begin with. So the schus not enough to be mitzvah from muksuk, but if to begin with it was a case of there was no muksuk, and they have a schus, so now because they have a schus chaluka, so it's kilu each one is a bialim and kolzman it's still a sofik. For machir the sofik is different, but kolzman it's still a sofik. It's kilu they're a bialim and chetzi because they have a din and chetzi. Their din is to get chetzi. But once it's chalu, they have a din to get chetzi, so tefisa doesn't happen. Leishtana din. The only thing is, not so poshut. I know I'm saying a lot in a few minutes, but the only thing is, it's not so poshut, because then it will come out that this din of taisus, that tefisa doesn't help to be mitzi from a yachleiku, is only by a drar d'mamayna. When it's not a drar d'mamayna, tefisa will be a mitzi d'chiddush din. If I'm building it on the idea that a drar d'mamayna gives them a schus chaluka, so it will come out that tefisa will only help, that tefisa doesn't help to be mitzi from taisus yisayim, that tefisa l'achash n'olid asofik doesn't help. It's the same Yisrael Taisin Kofei and the Taisin Dabbe is the same. This Yisrael of Tfisa L'Achash and Ayur HaSofik is basically the Yisrael of Taisin Kofei. Once it's the din of Yachleiku, Tfisa doesn't help. Because it's like after the Sofik. But if I'm going to build it on the notion that the Dvar D'Moyna is a Schus Chaluka, that means I'm limiting that din to a case of Dvar D'Moyna. So it'll come out that by Shnei Shtaris HaYotzim B'Yom Echad, where it's not a dvar d'mamayna, we were mechich before from the sugya that shnei shtaros yetsim imechad is not a dvar d'mamayna, then tfisa would help. That even though the din is yachaykel or shudda, but tfisa would help. And about it, that's not possible, because the din is yachaykel by shnei shtaros yetsim imechad, the din is shudda or the din is yachaykel, and it's not kol dolan gvar. But if tfisa would help, and tfisa is haino kol dolan gvar, where tfisa helps, haino kol dolan gvar. So then the din will be kol dolan gvar. So what is the mars kashim shnei shtaros yetsim imechad? But Tfisa helps, and Tfisa helps. If Tfisa helps, so I know called Dolan Gvar. So what's the kashan of Nachman? Obviously, Tfisa does not help. If the din is Shudo or the din is Yachalku, then Tfisa does not help. So it's Mukhav that this Yisoid of Tfisa, that once it's Chal, the din of Yachalku, or once it's Chal Yachalku, Tfisa doesn't help. That said, regardless of whether it's a Dorodim Amen or it's not a Dorodim Amen. But Ulay, I'm going to go over this again on Sunday because it's too much. But it's too much to do in 5 minutes. But a dying yesh leimar, the child is like this. By a drawer the remoino, you have a schus chaluka even before basin says yechleiku, even before basin hears the seikis. Because beloy tenis heim yisofek lebasin, so beetsem lesofek gives him a schus chaluka. And once it's chal, a schus chaluka, tfisa doesn't help. When it's not a drawer the remoino, so then the sofek itself is not machayev chaluka because there's no sofek till basin hears the tainus. But once basin hears the tainus and are melaben that it's really a sofek that warrants yechleiku, then they do get a schus chaluka even when it's not a drawer the remoino. And once they get a schus chalukah, that's the Yisrael of places. Once they get a schus of chalukah, and the din is yachalikah, so that's a schus, then they're kilu zoiche and half the kaisel with the, or half the, whatever it is, with the money, whatever it is that we're talking about. Once it's chalad in yachalikah, it's, they're zoiche in half, because the matzav of sofik, either below tanisayim, or after tanisayim, whenever it's emerges that there's a matzav of sofek. The matzav of sofek gives them a right to have, and once they actualize that right, and they're actually and once that right is chal, they were muksuk beforehand, then it's not chal. But once according to the rabban, but once that right is chal, then tfisa already is not meisi from that. It's different than a regular meisi mechaver of a raya. It's not that you have a schus in the moment because you're a muksuk. The moment is a sofek. You don't have any schus more than anybody else. Just since you're the muksuk, so it takes work to be mitzi from you. It's like you have to take it out of that sinkhole. It takes work to take it out. So fine. So that's how mitzi mechel arayv. You don't need schusim. So then it can go back and forth. Because why are you more yachsim than him? You're a muksuk. Now he's a muksuk. But in a case where based in passing yachayku, or by drawing the money, we don't even have to pass in yachayku because b'leit anisayim it's a batsima. There's a din of yachayku. So then. If you're already a muksuk, it's not strong enough according to the Rabbanim. But if you're not already a muksuk, then it's chal that you have a schus in half. And once it's chal, you have a schus in half, then tfisa already doesn't help. And that's the lo yishtan adin. Chaim Cohen just said lo yishtan adin. I'm saying sahavon. It's lo yishtan adin because it's a din that's coming from a schus. So if it's a din that's coming from a schus, tfisa doesn't help. A regular mitzvah chaler raya, it's not coming from a schus. It's just a muksokas. So the muksokas could change. Okay, I'm sorry that I was late and that I went overtime, but at least this is now we started places to keep on the right leg.